It's a cold, almost winter-like day here in Grant Park on the shores of Lake Michigan, but you wouldn't have known it to see the smiles on those kids' faces and the energy as they met the next generation of NFL star. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. And the Play 60 event is that last chance for the players to burn off a little steam, get out and run around and have fun, because the nerves are starting to build. Their future hangs in the balance, and we're just 24 hours from finding out where they'll continue their football career.
To be a Jaguar would be cool. Just what they're building with their offense being so young, I think it's going to be very high-powered. And the guys, the team they're building around with the DBs they're bringing in and everything, I feel like I would be the perfect kind of missing piece to that defense. I think it would work out very good.
I love seeing, you know, what people think of me and where they think I should go. But don't really take it too serious, obviously. But, you know, it's fun. It's cool.
You know, it just depends on where I go and where they want me to play. They know I'm open to play at any position in the secondary. If I had to, you know, say what I was, I would say I'm definitely a corner right now. You know, but I give the teams that option of longevity because, you know, down the line I could play safety, or if anything ever happens, I could move back to safety or play nickel for them.
Those guys are obviously tired of speculating on where they'll play. So too are we. And I imagine a lot of the folks at the NFL Network. We caught up with them at their annual NFL draft luncheon and found out what they were thinking, including one former Jaguar who's got a very vested interest in the Jaguars' choice.
From your perspective, how much better is Blake Bortles when they've got a strong running game?
It all starts with the offensive line, and I think that's what helps Blake out a ton. If he can do the play-action pass, I think it helps out a bunch for him. I mean, yeah, he's a young guy still, but when you can run the ball and keep a defense on their heels, it makes it much easier. I was lucky to go and be in Jacksonville. We had a really good offensive line for, what, 7-8 years, where we were mauling guys over. It didn't matter if you put 8 or 9 guys in the box, so I know you guys have some young guys that are coming in. Talk to us and Derek Marks all the time and a couple other guys in the locker room. And it's good to see, you know, he talks about how good the offensive line is coming along. And so if you can keep those guys healthy, I think the sky's the limit for the Jags. And so obviously I root for them every week. I feel like they're going to win every week. And I think this is the year they do that.
This is a situation where if Miles Jack was healthy, I would absolutely say Miles Jack is the guy. When I look at the Jaguars defense and what they're building, Malik Jackson coming over, having Dante Fowler come back, being able to pair a dynamic athlete like Miles Jack with Tevin Smith gives them the ability to really play that run and chase defense that Gus Bradley wants to play. He certainly could be an upgrade. If Jalen Ramsey happened to be there, his ability to play corner, safety, nickel, to do a lot of different things, he also could impact them. But if they really wanted a safe pick, what they could do is take a Joey Bosa, and you almost get a 2-for-1, because now you get Dante Fowler coming back, Joey Bosa coming back, you put Malik Jackson in, you have a completely revamped defensive line with Jared Odrick also making contributions. So the Jaguars are really sitting in prime position at number 5. They can really take the best available player and not have to worry about it.
It's interesting to note that Mike Mayock, the NFL Network's draft guru, can't right now as he works on his one and only mock draft find a spot for Miles Jack. There's that much concern about the knee. It's the major story here in Chicago, and we'll find out tomorrow exactly what NFL teams think. We've got much more coverage here on Jaguars.com and all access tomorrow night on Channel 4 at 7 o'clock. Thanks for joining us on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.